sprint me, bitch.
Best intro ever. Here's a clip.
You need to keep Brittany off social media. Woof.
Why?
She's posting trashy dances on TikTok lately.
I mean, you would shut down half the internet if you start keeping those people off the internet.
She's grown. You don't like it, don't look at it.
Do what she
wants. Seriously, let her live her life.
I mean, no, I like watching celebrities do trashy shit. I'm just saying, you know, if her publicist, if that is still a person, might want to crack down on that.
She's been screwed over by all of her publicists.
Hey, you know what, though? We're talking about her. So.
That's true. Well,
we are.
She just released a new book. It makes Justin Timberlake look like a real shitbag.
Well, I mean,
that's and now you can watch him dance, and he can't dance anymore.
He blow his hip out or something?
He just looks like somebody's dead.
like Joey Fatone.
He really does.
Aw, leave Joey alone.
He looks like he's out dancing out in front of the bait and tackle shop.
Yeah, like you could see some kid being dad.
That new video that he has out is just weird and not like in a good way. I like weird usually, but it's just I
saw him on SNL and it was
it's a good thing we
weird.
It's a good thing we kept the receipt for sexy.
You can take him.
That was great job on that one.
That's bad.
Tickled me.
Account. We got him. Started doing for bad jokes too. I'll be starting
you're
up around.
You're booing me, and he started out this with "It's Britney, bitch."
I'm not booing you.
I was booing. We all could have just ignored Noob's Britney bitch comment, but we just dove in.
I immediately started choking on popcorn afterwards too. It was terrible. No,
huge crush though. I mean,
I don't know what comedian said it, but he was right. Don't eat popcorn when you have to talk. It's just a bad idea.
I just did record a whole game session where I was eating popcorn the whole time.
Wait, what was it like? Fresh popcorn or like out of a chip bag?
Smart food.
That's not real popcorn. Fuck off.
It's got kernels. I gotta go pick my teeth later. It's broccoli. Yeah.
No, but what happens is like one of the little kernel shells or whatever like sticks to the inside of your throat.
That's
and then you're
happens.
Just like it's like barbed wire or something in there. It's awful.
Should I tell the story again about how I put my finger in a guy's mouth in the movie theater because it was dark?
Yeah. Every time you start that statement, I always think of
that's
your
the whole story.
Your Christmas story with your grandpa.
The Nat story.
Isn't that our first video on this channel?
It is a video.
Okay, so I fully intend to follow through on what I talked about, but didn't really have enough time for last year. I want to have our swearing Yule log done by the next time next Christmas rolls around. But at the end, it should go into your Nat story.
It's February.
No, slip it in the middle somewhere so someone puts it on, and during halfway through the Christmas party, it's just ruined.
Yeah,
we cut.
My dad does not watch this show. He doesn't. He doesn't get it. It's not his thing. It's fine. He did watch one video, and it was the video where I was talking about the Nat story.
Well, it was every video for the first year. So
no, it wasn't. Shut up. And then he said, I should have never told you that story. I don't know why I told you that story. I don't know why you recorded yourself telling that story.
Oh, I mean, that's it's a super questionable story.
It's gross.
Oh, my God.
Very gross.
It's as a person who's been a young boy, I find it very plausible.
Yeah, it's believable enough.
You can see if you're watching this, you can scour our channel for the Nat story. I'm not going to put the link below. I'm not super proud of it. Much like most of Noob's show, we just pretend it didn't happen. But it's still up there. You can find it.
Hey, how many of y'all put out a show and it didn't kick off? Terrence, Matt, Kevin,
I did.
Breaks.
I had a YouTube channel, but I
I tried to do a internet broadcast radio station.
Yeah, it's harder than you think.
That
fuck off.
Didn't.
Toker's the only anything. Success here.
Success. He's just more stubborn than us.
Yeah.
Nah.
So last time, with the menace under Otari.
The Dennis fault under the, Otari.
Shut up. You fought the troglodytes. The monk and the rogue had almost gone down permanently in that fight. And was, did y'all get all your healing done when we took the break?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What we had to do was I used a hero point to recast, heal, get everyone up. We ran back to the element room and spent time healing everybody and getting everyone patched up.
Okay. So a couple of hours go by.
Yeah.
Yes.
We take a break after that harrowing near-death experience, like sane people.
I didn't take a rest, like a long, like 8-hour rest.
No,
just a couple, literally a couple hours.
Okay.
And everyone is back to fully healed and unwounded.
Am I unwounded? Oh, I didn't know. Sorry.
Yes, because after you get to full hit points, you take a 10-minute rest and remove your wound.
So, Toker, east or west is the shitty path that we're not supposed to take?
East is the shitty path.
So we head west.
West, yes.
We head west.
West.
Are you sure? Because east looks like a very leisurely stroll. We should do that.
It is. You guys head east then. You take a leisurely stroll for about an hour. Then you realize if you keep going, you'll be hopelessly lost and beyond the scope of this adventure. The game master will then strongly suggest that you turn around and head back the other way.
All right, we've done that. That is that room is completed.
That room's completed.
Wait, did we search the troglodytes to see if they had anything?
Actually, no. Before we leave that room, I'm going to cast detect magic just to make sure there's no lingering doodads that we need. Also, with a fucking balaclava over my face.
I seriously think that the picture of them, there was no pockets available. So.
Now, they all have prison pockets. The troglodytes themselves just had a club and a javelin each. So there's three clubs, three javelins.
I'll take three javelins.
Just to make it official, though. Hold on.
But you do, however, find a small bag tucked next to a rock towards the backside. And inside of it, you find 4 gold pieces and 38 silver pieces.
That's not magic at all, but I'll take it. I mean, we'll take it.
Who are you giving it to?
I was just going to disperse it.
Disperse it, please.
Just double checking.
Yes.
Not the Thaumaturge. You're Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm. But at least my
Who's
name
is... Who's Druid Dude?
That's Kevin.
Yeah. The druid.
There's Kevin the druid, and then there's the druid dude.
What? It's Druid Lebowski.
Delete him. I was making a character, and then
The Kitsune herbalist.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't be doing that. Don't be adding garbage in here.
I added it so far at the beginning, and then never. Found how to get back into it, so I forgot about it.
I will need to take a day to type in my Tinker character at some point.
Anybody want a short sword or a crossbow? Because I'm dropping both of them.
I don't think I'm a proficient with either, so goodbye, short sword and crossbow.
Did you all get that?
Let me check my goods.
7 silver from the small bag to all the people's.
Sounds good to me.
Yes, so everybody got 7 silver piece each.
Sure.
I guess it broke down the gold to where it would evenly distribute.
I don't know much. Have before, but I've got push? 11 silver now. Yeah. So I'm good.
That's cool.
It's good. Makes our game more efficient. That's what we want, right?
Okay.
Although we try very hard not to.
I forgot I gave this character a leash and a collar.
For what?
In the description, I put the collar said, your mom.
Don't ask questions like that.
So the other tunnel.
Yeah, which way is it? I can't tell if it's dark.
The other tunnel seems to be recently dug.
Can you dig it?
And as you're around the corner, you can see a tiny hole in the wall, which you could actually peer through if somebody wanted to go up there and peer through the tiny hole.
Ooh, I want to peer through the tiny hole. Minute.
Are we? And we're going east, you said?
West.
Right. East is the Underdark. I mean, the Darklands.
East is the west.
I'll look in the tiny hole.
Where this hole is?
You know, that's where Noob's standing.
Okay.
Wait. Let's let the rogue at least make sure it's not just a spike that's going to go through the back of your head.
Too late. Yep.
Not trapped. The goblet is my best trap detector. Just send him in, find the traps. Something happens, we get a new goblin.
Up ahead, you can peek. You see, like, tiny beds and blankets. Some creatures have been sleeping in here. You're pressed against the wall, it's really thin, the wall that you're leaning up against. Like, you could probably, if you're really strong, you push it over. But you could see through the hole, you can see kobolds, much like the ones you've come across before. You could hear them, parts of their sentences. You hear them mention more fish for the pit. You hear them say something about, I can't believe that happened from the egg we stole.
Oh, no.
I'll relay the message, you know. Quietly relay the message.
Okay.
Whispering even.
Egg they stole. I wonder what egg they stole. Where would they have stolen an egg?
I don't know, but I could put a tree right through this wall if you let me.
I don't think that's the proper thing we should do.
There's no other way that looks like it goes into that room?
Not that you can tell from that angle. I don't think. Let me zoom out. How far can Noob see? You do see a door further to the west. Past the goblin that's talking. You can only see the one goblin talking, but you assume he's talking one further to the south. And past the door.
He's just crazy. God. I think he's talking to himself.
Sure.
I'm going to do a little mental arithmetic here. Oh, God. It's near that room that's spraying water, isn't it?
Yeah.
It needs to be the right direction. So I guess
your options are to go through this thin wall by pushing it down, or to go back and brave the trap.
Is there any way to put this wall down quietly?
You could drop a tree on it.
Yeah. Let's see, there's no bear in the woods, it doesn't make a sound.
Like, we all have a bedroll, right? Could we all line up our bedrolls and pull it towards us with the little hole?
Instead of pushing. Are the rocks big enough to move by hand? Like, could we form like a fireman chain and just move rocks one by one down the pipe?
It's a lot of loose stone and dirt. Mm-hmm. I suppose you could try, but you think it would probably take some time, and
it'll probably alert them anyway. So. Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, let's go in.
Sure, it is
blazing.
Yeah, fine. Push it down, goblin.
Then unless y'all got a better idea.
Nope.
I'm out.
Maybe we at least catch him off guard by a tree falling.
That's what I'm saying.
That other room, is the trap like still going off? Or could we like try to sneak around it? It's still going off? Okay, well, this is the way then.
Actually, I have a question for you about the trap. It randomly blasts a corner of the room, but how high were the ceilings? Did the blast go from floor to ceiling, I guess is my question. Could we use our blessing to just fly through there without getting hit? That is what I'm aiming toward.
like that idea.
Because we only have it for the one day. We got to figure out where to use it constructively.
I mean, we could use it here and rush the room. I mean, that's 40 feet of movement. That's almost double mine.
Yeah, you're assuming if we win the initiative, which we've not done yet.
Well, my plan would be if we're going in here all guns a-blazing, I'm going to knock this door down, use the blessing to move, and then attack the guy I see.
Yeah, it looks like it. The gouts of water were random, like half the room, quarter of the room, which quarter, but it would fill up that whole section.
All right, just checking. Then I guess we're back down to push the wall.
Push the wall.
Why not? We know there's a goblin or kobold on the other side of the wall, right?
No, we hear kobold
in the room.
I see a kobold.
Manu can see that there's a small room with some sleeping bags and then like an exit of the cave, and he can see the kobold outside the exit of the cave. The kobold's about...
Are there three
25 feet away from the wall.
All right.
Are there three sleeping bags like in the room? Like, is that accurate?
Yeah.
Because if there's three sleeping bags, that probably means there's three kobolds.
Well, I mean, they're big sleeping bags, so I could fit like 4 to 6 kobolds per bag.
All right, Tucker, what do I need to do to knock down this wall?
You have to roll an athletics check.
An athletics.
Does anybody want to assist? Any muscly types? Any fighter types?
I am the fighter type.
I know, but...
I could assist.
Assist me.
I will attempt anyway.
Oh.
That's your one.
Oof.
Ugh.
Well, good.
Damn, assist that.
This wall is packed deeper than I feared. Hero point. Rerolling.
What is it? Athletics?
Yeah.
Well, you attempt, and if you don't do that, I'll... Loop. Come up here, Mahogany. Look what I see. Mahogany.
No, you were right. Will you go down one more?
I see a kobold looking at me.
Ooh.
What happened?
You got it, but you move your character down one. There you go. I think this will do it.
Sheet out of the way.
Oh, wait. Did that actually turned it off, not on, huh?
It's all dark.
Yeah, that turned it on. Not off. Yeah.
And if you had your music on for this, you could hear it fall.
I did. I heard it.
I just imagined it. It sounded really cool.
I feel like you didn't really imagine it the same way we heard it, because it was really cool.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how loud was that, Tucker?
Loud enough for the kobolds to hear it as we begin the encounter.
Well, let's rush
through. You're going to push it over with C4.
Calm your shoulders.
Let's rush through there before they get here.
Yeah. 21.
Tired of fighting from narrow halls if we can help it.
Oh, has it been?
Yeah.
Okay.
There, I rushed through. What are you doing?
Oh, I guess I can't roll stealth this time.
Why?
Am I the only one rushing? Like I said?
Oh, it is. If you roll stealth and you go before them, then they're flat footed.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like just the action would...
Wait, how are you already in the room, Terrence?
Stealthy.
I was rushing through, like I mentioned.
No. When he pushed that down, the encounter begins. Roll initiatives.
If you haven't. Push that down.
Sorry, that's right.
I mean... So what's the deal? Can I roll stealth like I normally would, or no, because I was making all that noise?
You definitely could not roll stealth.
Okay.
If you were listening to the Foundry music, you would understand.
It's perception then, right?
Okay. Yeah. How does Terrence get to go before me?
I'm smart and clever and fun.
Kevin, did you roll your initiative?
Yes.
What did you get?
Critical fail.
Still lagging.
It says he got an 8 on the fucking...
Oh, 8. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, as you push the board down, you are also the first to go, Monk.
Right. So it seems that there's only one creature that I can see.
You heard him talking to another one, but you only see the one, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, because I am brave and maybe a little stupid, I run right in. I get into my stancy stance.
Let me fill you in on what you see.
Ah. There's two of them there.
I like to imagine Mahogany's yelling this to us as she runs through the room.
Yeah, so I'll to goggle what she sees. Because as she walks in, there's definitely more than one kobold.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kobolds. Actually, right, so she can see there's more bedrooms.
As I get in there, I'm like, there's a shit ton of them. And I'm gonna
come back.
I think I'm gonna skip the stance. Instead, I'm just going to a flurry of blows on the one right in front of me.
Okay.
The one immediately to the west. Who are you? This guy. Yeah.
Ooh, missed by one.
One seems to be.
Damn it.
That one will hit.
It's a hit. Just a regular hit?
Just a regular hit.
All right. I'm just trying to see. Hold on a second. Okay, that's why.
I'm not getting any audio from any of my audio thing.
You probably turned it all down because Noob kept needlessly rolling dice and it was very loud.
I mean, they're not on mute. I just...
Oh.
Yeah, so I, wham bam, hit that guy for 5. And then what? I am going to, I don't know if I'm coming back or if I'm going forward or staying where I'm at.
Go in, let's do it. I'm in.
Maybe I need a refresh. Oh, well, I should do it between the break.
What do I do from there? Do I just freaking hit him again?
Less targets. Less hands to hurt you.
Yeah, you got the goblin and the wizard going before they do, so.
And that's not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna do it.
He's gonna miss him.
Wizzo moves in, checks out the room. Oh my god. I guess I'm gonna do my standard phase bolt.
Which one?
I've got it targeted. It's the one she's fighting.
Okay.
And that gave me a 22 hits, which damage is 6. Boo.
But it kills him, right?
It does.
Yeah, right.
Oh, good.
Yes. That's comforting. They're just as fragile as we are.
Oops. All right. That's a 3d4 spell, so 6 is a bummer.
1, 2, 3.
Well, that's average. Miss half,
yeah,
right?
That's kind.
Yeah, but half sucks.
5.
Yeah.
Half is something you look forward to if you're saving against something.
All right.
Well, you took off your wound, right?
The one did. Second from the bottom.
Oh, sorry.
You killed me.
There we go.
Dang it. Is that one of the ones? Oh, yeah, that's one of the ones that goes after me. Oh, there's one other one. Okay.
The Chef Frog's turn.
I draw a javelin. 5, 10, 15, 20. 25. What is a javelin?
It's a range of 30 feet. They're 25. The ones you can see are 25 feet away from you.
Oh, perfect. So now I will... How do I make sure I target the right one? Is it you? Nope. Nope. Not you. Not you. Yeah, that one. I javelin at him.
Oh, that'll hit.
Has been jabbed.
Get jabbed, nerd. Ooh, max damage. Or not max damage.
Okay, damage.
Damn it.
Bad.
And then technically I'm not sheathing it. Oh, I don't have it in my hand anymore.
Shut up. I pushed the wrong button. I gave you 10-7.
No! Ow. Undo.
Which one was it that you targeted? Because for some reason...
The two I can see, the one towards the south.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're not
I still have to click it to give it the damage. And it, I thought because you targeted, I wouldn't have to do that. But I did. And because I didn't click it, I did damage to you.
No.
I can't see that target.
All right. So now it's kobolds go.
Mm.
Several kobolds go.
Mm-hmm. Quick, friends with melee weapons, come through the hole.
Yeah, I rolled shit, so.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have a club or a staff or something. I don't.
You passed up four clubs on the way here.
You're flanked? Yes. No.
That guy's dead, isn't he?
Not the one to this. You can't see the one that's to the south of Mahogany.
Oh, okay.
If he's to the south of her, then she should be flanked.
You're going to run up and try to strike you with a spear. 16 hit you?
No.
He's going to try again. Even worse.
Wait, does 16 hit with your off target?
No.
Oh, damn.
It does not.
That was his go. Next kobold warrior. It's that guy. He's going to move to here and throw a spear at the wizard.
No! Miss!
21.
He did not miss.
Hmm.
He don't miss. 5 damage.
Five damage.
Damn it.
Hit or miss. I guess you never miss, huh?
25% of my hit points.
I still say we don't have a whole lot to work with, do we?
I'm one quarter of the way.
That's the way more than I got.
Yeah, I got 20 HP.
It's more than I got.
I'm not even sure how I got 20 HP.
I don't
HP.
Know why. I was thinking that was... But yeah, no. Uh-huh.
The wizard is the tank.
So haphazardly. Yeah.
The other one comes down and gets an eye on the Chef Frog and throws a spear at that one.
We'll do it.
12 probably misses.
He misses.
He's got a second spear, though, so he's going to throw... How many spears does he have?
It's an action to draw the spear.
He's only got the one. Oh, yeah, that's right. He had to draw and throw. No, they were ready.
He had a spear in each hand?
He's only got the one spear. But he didn't have to draw it and throw it. I thought they had multiple spears, but just the one. Okay. That one came in and did his thing. The next one is dead. No, not dead. I just accidentally hit the wrong button.
That was fine. You could leave it.
I'll allow it.
So this is going to run next to this one and jab at the monk.
Oh.
¿18?
Miss.
All right. Matt.
Okay. I'm going to come into the room. See what I see. See a bunch of kobolds. So I'm going to move to here. And then I'll try to feint. Maybe I want. If I faint and then I miss my roll, it adds a 1d6, but I'm doing. I don't think I'm going to faint. I think I'm just going to try to hit him. I'm going to try that. I'm just going to stab him with my short sword.
Okay.
See how that works.
It works.
It works. All right. No, no sneak attack, but that's okay. So I got 6 damage with that.
Okay.
And then let's do it again.
No shit.
Yeah, max damage.
Nice.
So that worked out pretty good. I did 16 damage total, where I could have done a maximum of 16 if I had done the sneak attack. But I would.
So, yeah. Another dead kobold.
Nice. That's my go, because that's move, 2 actions, 2 attacks.
Kevin.
Move.
Move.
And I have to find. Find a spot to see a kobold. Alright, got one next to the monk.
The one you can fully see?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can see a second one to the northwest. So those two from that one I can fully see. I see the feet of one to the northwest. So those are my 2 targets.
Okay.
And
this is how you remind me of what I have.
It's not like you.
He said, "And I was like, this is how." It made sense at the time.
Okay. All right. So
that's all right. You should see me when someone says it's been and then pauses.
Quad waste turn on me.
There we go.
Oh, that one failed.
Roll reflex save for both of them. Or they take 2 damage.
Oh, all right, Kevin. It's time to bring out the big guns.
You killed one.
Yes.
Nice.
I hit him first. Just want to point that out. I weakened him up for you.
Yep, you killed that one. And then let's see. This one's reflex. Also a failure.
Take 2 damage.
I'll take 2 damage.
All right.
I'm the lightning druid.
That one's dead. It's this one's go. This is the one that had a flanking partner until the rogue killed it. So he'll take his regular old melee spear attack at the monk.
He didn't throw that spear.
This is the first time this one's gone. missing. And rolling again. 13 will miss. And rolling one final time. Negative six.
Negative six.
Damn.
There was something.
Super fail.
Yeah, natural one.
Damn.
Nice.
This night brought to you by a lack of fumble cards.
Yeah. I do feel like we need them. I feel like something should happen, right?
Yeah.
It's a 1 in 20 chance of something really good or something really bad happen.
No, it's more often because it's missed by 10, hit by, or beat by 10. So crits and fumbles happen more often.
It was like that. Cobalt attack would have been a crit fail.
I like the rule of the crit deck only being for natural 1s and natural 20s, but that's just me.
Yeah, if the crit deck is as deadly as heard.
Honestly, I feel like at these low levels, just these regular encounters are deadly. So you throw in the
crit. Well, that's always been the case.
I feel like 2E feels deadlier at level 1.
Oh, I don't know. Everything feels deadly at level 1 no matter what game that you're in, so
no. If we were playing Pathfinder,
like, you know, I've played a bunch of games from level 1 recently, and I feel like this feels deadlier than the other games.
But nobody's died.
Because the healing, well, it's like we passed the rolls and stuff like that. But like I've gone to zero more times than I've ever gone to zero.
I think it's built for you to go to zero more because you won't be permanently dead as much.
Indeed.
Yeah. But
the possibility is, I just feel like the possibility is there a little bit more at level 1.
Like when I critted Terrence earlier, if this was Pathfinder 1E and he was a wizard, he would have been like making a new character.
Oh, yeah. Way dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the massive damage roll. I think that's
dumb. It was a massive damage. It was just double damage.
I did double damage. He would have went to his crit minus his, or his hit points minus his con, and he would have been dead.
Actually, no, I was still at 15 hit points with this character when it re-hit me, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get what I'm saying, is a crit would, like, a one-shot crit in Pathfinder 1A, you would be, lots of times at level 1, you're dead.
Yeah, like, the most a first-level wizard has hit point-wise is, like, if you fucking focus on hit points, is, like, 6, toughness 3, if you got a really good con roll, you could have, the max hit points a wizard could have at first level is 13.
Yeah. Sure, somebody out there is like, well, if you pick this race, they get an extra bonus, whatever.
What do you mean somebody? It's Jeff. Jeff would say. Yeah, there's...
But regardless, Pathfinder 1, he's dead, because when we first started playing this game with the having to go into dying 4, I'm like, there's no chance of you getting critted and killed when combat first starts. If you guys are at 100 hit points or 100% health, you know, with no wounds, you could go to zero really fast. But as far as dying, it's harder to kill a character in this game.
Long as the GM isn't an asshole GM and it's like, well, they get the taste of blood and they continue to attack until they're fully dead.
I'm going
to
make sure that I do that to Kevin first.
I would totally
do that. So that's good.
Yeah, I'm not trying to kill your characters in this break test game.
I don't mind. You can kill my character. I'll just make another one.
I mean, it's neither, you know, I'm just saying, it feels deadlier. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's how it feels to me.
Yeah, and I think it's supposed to feel that way, but the mechanics behind it keep you from having to make a new character every time you go down.
This ain't like the first time I've heard this. Like Jesse and Allie and my other friends, like they tried a Pathfinder 2 game and they were like very irritated by how often they were knocked down to zero.
I personally like that. I like that flirtation with death that makes it a real adventure. Like,
yeah. You're not gonna hear this from me very often, but I agree with Kevin.
Yeah. But
somebody record this. Did somebody get that on tape?
We are currently recording.
Okay, I feel like I agree with Kevin, but like, I feel like that's why I don't necessarily feel like those. I don't feel like those are necessary. The crit cards. I feel like it's, you know, I feel like there's enough risk.
Maybe we wait until third level to open up crit cards, something like that. So that
sounds a lot more reasonable.
Maybe try it down the road a little bit once we kind of figure out the other stuff. I wouldn't mind being level 2 or 3 and kind of seeing how life is at that point.
Let's meet in the middle. We'll do level 2.
It's fine. I would prefer the crit cards in the main horror game that we're going to be doing. Like it's supposed to be like a very spookums oriented adventure.
Spookums?
Spookums.
Either way, speaking of this adventure, Mahogany, I think it's your turn.
Yes, and mine is next.
Oh, yeah, we're playing a game here.
All right. So now I'm going to get into my stancy stance for real. Why can't I ever find it? It was just there.
Just had the motherfucker.
Oh, that's annoying. Oh, there it is. Tire stand supply.
Oh.
So now I'm going to flurry of blows on this guy. The one that just attacked me.
Okay. That'll hit.
So you'll take it. 4 damage for the first one. No, not you. Tiger Claw. And that's
a miss.
And then I will one more attack. And I miss it.
Oh, crit cards. Bumbleina. Bumbleia. Wizzo.
Oh, golly. 0. Jesus. Do I have anybody alive targeted? I do not. Hold on. I should have someone alive targeted. Who is this guy? Okay. I'm targeting this guy. And then I'm going to go with another another casting of phase bolt. Did it work? 9. It did not.
It did not.
Damn it.
Any movement or anything?
I feel like I'm okay back here for now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Next person.
Chef Frog.
1. I move. If you have any attacks of opportunity, take it.
15 of them happen.
Oh.
It's like 15 invisible kobolds on the ceiling.
Yeah, sure I target the right one. It's
a blade trap you didn't see.
I bite this guy.
Which one?
The targeting one across from me to the left.
Okay.
I hit.
Oh, yeah. I can see your little bubbles now when you target them. Okay, cool.
11 damage.
That is another dead kobold.
I turn to the guy to the north of me.
Okay.
Is it this one? Yeah, it is that one. Not that one. Oh, a hit.
All right.
And he's off balance because of my ability as he takes 11 damage.
You know why he's actually off balance?
Because he's dead.
Because he's dead.
Nice.
Double kill. That's all my actions. I bite out 2 troats.
We go down to Matt.
Oh, it's me? Up already?
It's you. Up already.
That
did go kind of fast.
We're there. And there. So that I am flanking. How'd I do?
Did you target the thing? Nope. Gonna make me do this work? You hit it.
Sorry. Right. That. And that. Oh, ouch.
He's immune to flanking.
The massive damage immediately kills them.
He's currently immune to flanking because he's dead.
Yay.
At that, combat's over as fast as it began. That's all of them, right?
Yeah. That was like the fastest combat with the most enemies. That was two rounds?
Yeah.
That's some good rolls. We had some good rolls finally.
Well, yeah. Not me, but all right.
What else? A lot of us.
I had good rolls.
I mean, I think I attacked 3-4 times. I only hit twice.
Well, maybe I was just talking about me and Noob then.
Yeah. 5 attacks, 2 hits.
I did pretty well. I'm happy.
All right. Yeah. So,
yes.
There's some things that I didn't get around to doing because you killed them so fast.
Cool. Nice. I mean,
like what? Tell us.
They could use the bed covers. A kobold in one of the sleeping chambers can spend one action to pull a sleeping mat off the floor and hide behind it. Doing so grants the kobold the cover effect until they move or start their next turn. Food fight. A kobold adjacent to the table can spend one action to pick up a scrap of variety meat and throw it at a hero within 20 feet. I was going to have the two that ran up and threw their spears then run back to the table and throw food at you, but Noob killed them.
Well, I mean,
it's my job.
Something else funny happens. You all gain a level.
What?
Yay!
Yeah.
What? How does that work on here, actually?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. We're going to learn that in our off time.
Give us all 1,000 experience, and I bet it lets us do it.
How do you? Can you not give yourself a level?
Yeah, you can give. Well, you can give yourself experience.
Oh, you can?
How many experience do we need to level?
I wrote 1,000.
Oh, it's always 1,000.
Yeah.
Level bump.
That's nice.
What thing is it underneath?
It's like at the very top.
Top right. There's yeah.
I see the level.
I put mine to 1,000. It doesn't. Didn't do anything. Full.
But you gotta do 1,001.
It filled up the bar. Let's try.
I don't know where y'all are looking to see that. It goes top.
Like
right
on your character sheet. On the top right of your character sheet says level 1 and then some blank out of 1,000 or whatever
else. I feel like it's something Toker has to do to us.
Yeah, because I had 420 experience before. And now, when I put it to 1,000, it just goes full.
Well, if you change, you can change the level to level 2 also. Where it says 1 now, you can just change it to 2.
Oh, yeah, you could just... Yeah. Yeah, you can just back out and put 2. That's cool.
My hit points went up.
Yeah, mine went up a fuck ton. I'm at 32.
Did you do that, Topher, or did that just
happen? I didn't do anything. I was looking to see if it's
level 2.
Oh. Yeah, I just changed it to level 2. That worked.
What else do I have to do?
Yeah.
Leveling up. As you go on adventures, defeat opponents, solve challenges, your character will gain experience points, keep track. Blah, blah, blah. Once you reach 1,000, you gain a level, increase your level by 1, and subtract 1,000 XP from your current XP. Then consult your class entry to learn all the benefits you gain from leveling up. I guess you just you guys do that.
Yeah, you go where it says level 1. You backspace like you're typing into it and put 2.
Okay.
That level.
Yeah.
You gave me 3 hit points.
Well, really? let's get into the leveling.
Oh, give me 8 hit points.
Done recording, please.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. I'll go back down to 1.
I mean, you can tinker with it all you want, but just shut up about it.
Yeah.
Because there was more in the room. So after you guys defeat the kobolds, you explore the room and come across a treasure chest. Once the fight hero ends, the heroes can examine the rest of the war, and each kobold here is wearing a copper and eggshell necklace like those found earlier. In addition to the kobold's gear, there's a chest filled with trinkets and collectible values. Valuables. Let's go through the loot. There's a pint of oil. A feather token.
Hey, noob.
Kind of feather token. I cast detect magic.
It's a ladder feather token. Each feather token appears to be a simple feather from some exotic bird. When this one is activated, the feather transforms permanently into a 20-foot-long wooden ladder.
No, that's kind of fun.
Hmm.
There is one healing potion. A bolt of fine silk cloth worth 5 gold. Ooh. The painting of an adventurer on a horse worth 2 gold. One silver piece and one crystal decanter of soured wine worth 1 gold piece.
Hell yeah.
Well, I suppose we can make a punch out of it. I need a lot of sugar for this.
Who's taking the treasures? Who's taking the consumables?
Maho, you want the potions since you had to use one of yours? I've still got 2.
If nobody else needs it, yeah, I'll take it.
Take it.
All right.
Cool.
I have some room in my encumbrance for a little bit of bulk, so...
The treasures have a bulk of nothing.
I'll take the feather thing.
Okay. Nobody... I'll take the treasures then. I'll carry that.
All right. Tara should get the feather token. And then the pint of oil. Does Noob want that?
Sure.
Yeah, he's throwing oil on everything. He thinks he's a wizard. He's like, grease!
Oh, it was 3. It was 3 pints of oil.
Huzzah!
And it was 20 silver pieces. I was looking at unit price. It was 1 silver piece, quantity 20. So it's 20 silver pieces. I'll give Kevin the stuff that you'll have to sell. And then I'll distribute these silver pieces evenly among everybody.
All right. Woohoo.
I think the Thaumaturge accidentally got some. Yeah. Even saw the character anymore.
I was just going to say, it got it instead of me.
Oh.
Because I was going to say, my money didn't move this time.
There's a chamber beyond to the north.
Calm down, wizard.
Sorry, I'm just looking in. I'm not looking, but, you know, I'm just scouting the area.
15 kobolds jump out.
I gave you 4 silver pieces like everybody else got.
Appreciate you.
All right.
So,
anything else useful in their bed chambers or anything?
I don't know. Should we, like... No, we better seek? Not. I was going to say, maybe
there's a big walkway heading up to the north from the way you came in. It appears, looking around, that there's a few more sleeping bags in here than there are kobolds accounted for. There could be more kobolds heading your way quickly, or there could be setting up traps further in. When we get together next time, you can decide what you're going to do to continue to discover what exactly is the menace under Otari.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Fun session.
I wanted to get y'all to it so you can look at your levels between now and next week. And we basically are, I think, one more session. We'll be done with the menace under Otari, and then we can start our Seasons of the Ghost playthrough. Which, the more and more I've been reading it, the more excited I've been getting about running that one, because it's good and creepy.
I do love an excited DM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not sexually or anything, just
yeah.
Fire. Take what you can get.
Engaged.
It goes hard.
I'm engaged.
I got a butthole, asshole. Let's do this.
I'm about to Jean-Luc all over your Picard.
Wow. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, boy. I kick it Wrecker style up in here.
You step over the chair from the back before you sit down?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you do.
Like, if you know what I mean.
So that third season of Picard was fucking great, but I was very disappointed that not one fucking time did Riker step over the back of the chair to sit down. I wanted him to just not even draw attention to it, just have him casually sit down weird like he did in the old show. And they never did it. And I was just a little upset.
Just like an old man and can't get that leg up. Like, yeah, I mean,
they could have had a like, chair for him.
What, how old is Frakes? Like 60 something now?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Telling you, a little bit of yoga never hurt anybody. Stretch.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Bye. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Later.